Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us today instead of yesterday is Sheil Kapadia. His call brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Hey, Sheil. Now, normally, Elliot is here, who we normally end up fighting with at 3 o'clock on Friday. So we might have to argue with you just to keep the order of the universe as it normally is.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll do my best. I spent many an hour around EST, so I feel like I could do an EST impression.
Has he is known to, even to the most, you know, reasonable person, say something that evokes an emotional argument or response. Have you ever gotten into it with Elliot?
I would say no. In fact, I would say we get along very well. I remember we were on the bus together to the Super Bowl, the shuttle, a couple of years ago, and I told him at the end, I said, "You're great company, Elliot." So yeah, I can take all his bits and play along. It's fun.
Elliot Shore Parks? The same Elliot?
That's right, yeah.
Wow.
That's the one.
Unbelievable. before we get into Sunday's game, but this is the first time we've talked to you in regard to last week's game against the Vikings. This is a two-pronged question about the passing attack. Prong one, how impressed were you with Jalen's portion of the passing attack last week? Prong two, how impressed were you from a coordinator standpoint, from a play design and that sort of stuff, facet of the passing game last week?
Yeah, I thought Hurts was fantastic last week. I just liked everything about the way he played, even some of the things we don't typically see in the past, like when he leaves the pocket. A lot of times he's leaving to scramble in the pass, which is fine. He makes productive plays, but in that game specifically, the way he was just kind of moving laterally to the line of scrimmage, keeping his eyes downfield, and really accurate with the football. So, yeah, I thought it was a terrific game from Jalen Hurts. I think if you're someone who wants to be really optimistic about this team and feel like, hey, no, it hasn't maybe been the perfect 7 weeks, but they have a chance to get to the Super Bowl, I thought that Jalen Hurts' performance was probably reason for that. And then the coordinators, you know, there was some good stuff in there. The under center play action, which I feel like we've talked about weekly for maybe 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is. We say, could they just sprinkle some of this in? And they did sprinkle some of it in that football game. So I like to see that. I want to see more for sure. But I thought it was a step in the right direction.
Yeah, how likely do you think they sort of stay committed to this? We've seen the Eagles sort of make corrections, overcorrect, and you sort of see it in that first game when those corrections are made. But then they go revert back to what they were doing before. So I'm just wondering, do we see a little more of this? Like, I mean, if Jalen's uncomfortable with it, I would have to imagine he has to enjoy the success he had from playing under center last week and will want to see a little bit more of it. So what's the likelihood they stick with some of this?
Yeah, I think he was, 4 for 4 for 130 yards or something?
And two touchdowns,
play action, so I'm putting the number at 5. Like, I want to see five snaps minimal every week going forward under center play action. This isn't reinventing football. This isn't some crazy. We just saw with our own eyes last week that he can do it. We saw that it can create space in the defense. We saw that it can create uncertainty with the linebackers and safeties. It's just something you kind of have to implement in your offense in 2025. And so I'm not asking them to do it. You know, if I think Eagles fans, if you were watching that game, it felt like the Vikings were doing it on every single snap in that game. So I'm not asking for that. But, yeah, can you just give me a handful, sprinkle it in there, and let him create some plays downfield? Because he can, even if he doesn't like it, he can do it, and it works. So I feel like that was proof of concept last week.
Not to beat this topic over the head, but it is the most interesting one, I think. And you watch, since you do, you know, you do the Eagles stuff, you do Philly Special, but you do the rest of the league for the Ringer. How much of that do you see across the league with other quarterbacks? And is there a specific kind of quarterback or a specific kind of offense that utilizes it more than others?
Yeah, it's kind of the, you know, the Kyle Shanahan's, the Sean McVay's, there. Whole deal is we want to not let the defense know whether it's a run or a pass. So everything is tied together, the run game and the pass game. That's kind of their entire system. I mean, if you watch the Los Angeles Rams, Matthew Stafford's using play action at a very high rate, even a team like the Seahawks with Sam Darnold. So a lot of these, a lot of the coaches from that coaching tree feel like this is the biggest thing we can do to help our quarterbacks out. And then you have other teams that say, all right, we're not doing it quite to that extent, but it's still going to be something we mix in. So we know that the Eagles have been among just the lowest teams in the NFL using this kind of thing for years here. And so, again, they don't need to be among the top five, but just have it something that you can call on to create some explosive plays.
I actually don't remember how much they did it with Carson.
Yeah, he was an under center guy.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they didn't do it a ton, but but he did it, though.
It just seems that it seems like the league, for a while, there was shotgun all over the place everywhere. And then maybe now, because the running game seems more valuable than it's been in a long time, maybe that's why we're seeing more under center. Sheila, let's jump over to defense. Actually, one more question on offense. So there's a possibility that A.J. Brown doesn't play on Sunday. You know, he hasn't practiced all week because of a quote-unquote hamstring injury. You know, they have not looked good previously without A.J. That said, with his limited role in the offense, you know, so far this year, I mean, he's important that he's there. What sort of confidence would you have in the passing game out there with as well as Devontae's played in recent weeks without A.J. out there?
Yeah, it definitely takes the hit. I mean, even last week, you could see at times the defense doing things to take A.J. Brown away with the way they played their safeties that opened up stuff elsewhere on the field. But I'm a big Devontae Smith guy. I mean, I feel like if he were on a different offense that passed the football a lot, we would just be talking about him completely differently on a national level. So, yeah, I think you can funnel targets to Devontae Smith. I think you should funnel targets to Devontae Smith. There's really nothing he can't do. He is a complete wide receiver with the route running, with the intermediate passing game, with the deep passing game. So I am confident in him, and I think in this matchup, you know, the Giants do not have a great secondary, and I know they've got some injuries in their secondary as well. So this is a game where you shouldn't feel it as much as you might another game if A.J. Brown can't play.
Over to the defense. What do you think meant more, the fact that they were able to keep the Vikings to field goals when they were in the red zone, or the fact that the Vikings moved the ball up and down the field? It seemed pretty regularly.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they did move up and down the field, that's something that feels like it would be more lasting week to week when you're saying concern versus something you can just – you can't count every week on stopping a team 5 out of 6 times in the red zone. Now, I do think Fangio has been pretty good with his red zone scheming in the past, so maybe you can do it a little bit more than others, but you don't want to completely be that kind of bend but don't break type defense. But in that game, it was okay. Certainly you need to improve, especially, you know, you're watching that Vikings game on Thursday night here where they couldn't do anything. It felt like, all right, well, they were moving the football on the Eagles pretty regularly. So, yeah, I would expect Vic Fangio to look at that game a couple weeks ago, see what Jackson Dart did in that game, because Eagles defense got pushed around in that game more so than they have really in 2 years here. So I feel like this is a game where he's got to come up with some wrinkles, some schemes to really put the clamps down on Jackson Dart.
So before we get your prediction on the Giants, the Giants, they lost in embarrassing fashion on Sunday. They did put up 32 points, and they put up, what, 30 against us? How much? 34? I forget
30,
what
yep, 34
against us. Without Malik Nabers, you know, how are they scoring points? You see Jackson Dart making plays. Is it just that? How are they putting up 30-plus points?
Their offensive line is a lot better than it has been in previous years when it was just a complete disaster. Specifically, their offensive tackles have been playing well, so they've got that going for them. The run game against the Eagles was excellent, as we remember, so that was another factor. And then, yeah, a lot of it is kind of Jackson Dart going into scramble mode and second reaction plays, whether he's picking up yards with his legs or creating with his legs. So that's how they've done it. I'm still not fully on board that this is something sustainable, that they found their guy, that their offense is going to be good the rest of the year. But those are kind of the factors that have worked for them in the short term.
I was going to ask you about our cornerback situation. That CB2 situation. I don't know what they're going to do out there Sunday, Shill. What's the likelihood? We asked Elliot a minute ago about Jacorian Bennett potentially being, signed to the active roster. What's the likelihood they just roll out there with Kelee Ringo Sunday?
Yeah, I kind of am wondering about this Jacorian Bennett thing because they've given Kelee Ringo a shot, you know, a legit shot, game action, and he hasn't come through. They obviously don't want to play Kelee Ringo unless it's a last resort. They told us that with playing Adoree Jackson until he got injured there. So I would not be surprised if they feel like Jacorian Bennett is healthy, if they said, all right, let's go ahead and give him a shot here because Ringo really hasn't worked out. Now, if that's not the case, then you don't really have any other choice and you play Kelee Ringo. But, yeah, the Bennett thing is something I'm keeping an eye on here over the weekend and before Sunday because they traded for him for a reason. And it wouldn't surprise me if they gave him a shot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, Jack, let's check in on Shield's record.
Well,
what was his pick last week?
It was the old Vikings, 23-20, bringing his yearly record to 1-6.
Damn,
okay, hold
Shield.
On. Now, we got to give the people the context.
No context.
No.
Context this.
Context is for Thursdays, Kapadia.
All right. Last week, I did the Eagles fans a favor. My record was so bad the first 6 weeks that I said they need a win. I'm going to pick the Vikings. And you know what? It worked. Now, Spike, what was the clarification? You said if it works, I have to keep doing it. Does that mean I have to pick the other team to win or the other team to cover?
You have to pick the other team to win.
Yeah.
I have to do it too. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I was going
to
say, Spike's right there with you. Yeah, he's with you, yeah.
So go ahead, make your prediction, Shield. Well,
I hope the people appreciate this. You know, I've been doing this show for 8 years, and I'm giving them something here. No, I do like the Eagles in this game, but for the purposes of this exercise, if the Eagles were to lose this game, I think the factor would be the Giants' pass rush. Getting after the Eagles, I think some of the stuff you mentioned from last week where the Vikings move the ball. I don't even know how to do this. I feel like I have to give a lie as a prediction. I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. But if I have to pick the Giants,
you do,
then I would pick something like Giants 24, Eagles 23, maybe a fluky turnover, maybe a special teams mistake. So there you go. For the purposes, I don't even know who I am anymore.
Well, yeah, no, but now here's the good thing. Once this thing backfires, Shield, you can go back to making your regular picks.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I look forward to that. This feels very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it sucked, man. I had to do it all the way through the Washington game last year.
Yeah.
So,
that's right, to the Washington game.
Let me out of it because I think I picked them. I think I picked the Saints.
Yeah,
and maybe that's when it started. So, all right, Shiel. Thank you as always, and we will talk to you next Thursday without context.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week. Take care.
All right, brother.
Man, he is so uncomfortable with that.
Yeah, well, he don't want people in his mentions.
No. And tweet it out, Jack. Tweet out the score. No context. 215-592-9494. A little context for you about your house, right? Everybody's got a water heater. Well, I assume most people have a water heater.
Yeah, I think most people do.
Yeah, and your water heater should be a Bradford White. Now, if it is a Bradford White water heater, what you have there is professional grade superior performance, which to me, for your water heater, means two things. One, reliability. What's it supposed to do? It's supposed to give you hot water when you want it, and Bradford White is the most reliable. Professional grade, I said. Whether it's your home or your business, when you go to get hot water, no matter where it is, faucet, shower, whatever it is, you get it. The other thing that is important to me is that when I replace something in my home, I want it to be there for a long time. I don't want to have to worry about it. Bradford White water heater is going to last longer than any other one that you're going to buy. Whether it's tankless or tank, it's going to deliver the performance you expect and you deserve, built to be the best. So when it's time, when your water heater stops working and you need a new one, remember Bradford White, Bradford White, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing pro about it or go to bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
How you guys doing today?
Pretty
What's
good,
up, Chuck.
All right, let me say this. Let me first say this to Spike, okay? Spike, I felt you getting heated the other day. You was getting hot.
Well, you called me a loser.
Well, let me finish.
Okay? Here we go. All
right. You were heating up, okay? And when you heat up, you destroy things. So I had to pull my gun first, okay? So I'm going to say this. You know what I mean? I apologize, man. My bad.
All right. Okay?
We're good. Beautiful.
Apology accepted. We are good.
I mean, we've made progress.
We have.
And this is what I'm suggesting. I think Ike and Jack should be the mediators in this situation right here. I've come up with a suggestion. Joel Embiid doesn't exist to me anymore.
That's fair. That is fair.
You know what I mean? I got these young guys I want to focus on. And, you know, I don't care if he scores 40 points. That'd be 40 points from the Invisible Man. He does not on the Sixers to me anymore. That's how I got to set my mind when I'm watching the game. And I don't want to discuss him with you no more, Spike, because he's a stumbling block with our progress. So,
okay.
How does that sound?
How about that? It sounds like maturity to me, brother.
You know what,
Spike?
Chuck? I respect it, and I appreciate it. I don't want to limit you as a caller, but I do agree that Joel Embiid is a road bump in the way to our joining of hands moving forward. So I agree with that. Sounds good to me. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
I appreciate that. Now, Bryce Harper, too, you know what I mean? You know, you got to let me, you know, you got to give a little bit, too. So when I talk about Bryce, you know what I mean, and the love I got for Bryce, you can't rip me up to shreds, you know what I mean? You know, we bet that's
fair.
A little bit of stuff
that's
like
fair.
Too.
All right.
I mean, that's fair. If he's right. giving a little, all you got to right. give a little.
All
if he's
right.
giving a little,
right.
you got to
right.
give
right.
a little.
Right.
Just saying. Yeah, just
you're forcing me. So many things you're right today. Making me say that. I don't think Jalen could be passed first. Making me.
You mean that, though. Just say it. I'm with you. Back to back.
I think he's good, but I don't think he can do it.
I need you on that wall. Did you order the code red?
All right. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hey, listen. I just want to say this, right? You know, about the game on Sunday. It's the unknown that I'm a little bit concerned about. You know, Scatterboo, he don't scare me, man. You know, Scatterboo, you know, I hear people being scared of Scatterboo. He's a fat white running back that does not scare me one bit. You look like somebody you took out of
imagine the roles reversed.
Yes.
Grumpy's Tavern. You know what I mean? And
you know I don't like Devontae? No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chuck.
No, it's just like somebody you took out of Tavern and told him to run behind, you know, offensive line. I can't be scared of somebody. It's not like he's Marshall Faulk or Barry Sanders. You know what I mean? He's just a guy. He look like his coach running, you know what I mean, out there. You know, so I can't. You know, that guy is worrying, but Jackson Dart, he's going to be a good player. You know what I mean? And that guy, you know, I like to know we're going to play Eli Manning. He sucks against the Eagles, and we destroy him every time we play him. You know what I mean? This guy is like an unknown. He's sort of like, you know, Jaden Daniels was last year. He's an unknown, and I don't like the unknown. I'm not comfortable with the unknown. So that's the only thing that concerns me going into Sunday. I don't know what this guy's going to do. And I mean, I'd rather have went up against, you know, Russell Wilson and been good. You know what I mean? But this guy, he's a player, man. You know what I mean? But he don't have nobody he's throwing to.
You know, Chuck, I agree. And I would never say that we should try to hurt somebody. That is not what I'm trying to say. What I would say is, if I were coaching the Eagles defense, with as careless as Jackson Dart is, let's say aggressive, not careless, with as aggressive as he is running the ball, and he is not a big, strong guy, I would make sure if I had the opportunity, I would hit that guy pretty hard. Because he puts himself in harm's way a lot. And I agree with you. He makes plays, but he puts himself out there, and they should legally, they should make sure when they have a chance to hit
clean that clock.
Clean that clock.
You got to hit him, man. You got to take advantage of every time you got a chance to hit him and hit him hard. But listen, another thing is, you know, about the Sixers real quick, right? Outside of, you know, our new agreement.
Yep.
You know, thanks a lot, Spike. You know, I can't look at Kelly Oubre the same no more. I heard what
you
said.
I told you.
I did it.
You get lost in everybody.
You get lost in the eyes.
Yeah, it's just crazy, man. I don't even want to look at the guy no more.
Yeah.
Like, I'm looking at
him. No, we got to turn away. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because you know him right.
You embedded it in our brain, and now we just can't even look at the damn game.
You know what it is? If you didn't think it was true, you would have no trouble. And what happens is you look, and you think of me, and then you're like,
well, no, here's the thing. Well, it's not like he's ugly or something, but the fact that you went overboard.
He's striking. He's the best-looking guy I've ever seen.
But that's fine. We get it. But but a man's man is not watching basketball games looking at the men talking about how striking they look.
Well, he's not a man.
I'm telling you. That's just not how it rolls, Spike. That's why you can't come to the damn cookout.
What?
To dunk the ball or lay it up or something. You talking about how handsome and how cute the guy is.
He didn't say cute.
You said cute.
He did.
I did not say cute.
You said cute.
I don't think he's cute. I think he's striking.
God, come on. Yeah, come on, man. Hey, listen. Let me say this, though, right? Derek from Pioli, right?
Yeah.
If you want an autograph, just let me know where to send it.
Oh, wow.
Go Sixers, go Birds.
All right.
Love y'all. Peace. I'm out.
All right, Chuck.
What happened with Derek?
Derek said something about Chuck last time he called.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I don't even remember any of this stuff.
Yeah, well,
we kind of know. Yeah.
Did you coach Chuck up on that one?
On which one?
On the
whole damn call.
On the truce.
We talked.
Yes.
I knew it. Okay. Yes. Well, I appreciate it.
Well, listen, we're trying to... You don't listen. We do the Lord's work behind the scenes.
You don't even understand.
Yeah, exactly. You don't
you think you're managing all the time.
Yes.
We got to manage.
Well, I thank you because I think Chuck's a great caller, and I want to be able to have Chuck on the show without threatening me.
Well, let Fritz handle it, though.
Yes, all right.
They all have his number.
All right. Thank you, Fritz.
Listen.
Ike's like, we're handling it. I tell him to call Jack.
Exactly. No, Chuck brought this upon himself.
Okay.
Chuck brought it upon himself.
As he does sometimes. He
well,
does
listen,
that, yes.
He did say I bleep and sucked as a host. I was thinking about that the other night. Yeah, and we moved past it until I bring it up and then remember and then get sad. It's okay.
Spike, I'm telling you, we've had the same.
Yes.
I've had the same knockdown, drag out fights with him, man.
Chuck.
I have, yeah.
He's been banned four times from the show.
Yeah.
He's addicted to getting banned from the show.
Yeah.
But we can't quit Chuck.
Yeah. He's like a crazy ex.
He knows he's coming back.
Yep.
He is like a crazy ex.
He is. He's like, well, I don't want to.
I'm already in trouble.
I know. 215-592-9494. Oh, do we have Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast coming up next?
Oh.
We do.
Let me get myself together.
Also, Mike Lombardi, fraud. More on that coming up, too. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.